seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Good afternoon, tis I, DJ Tangent, here at CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. It's approaching 5 minutes after 2 p.m., and this is Numbers with Wings. If you happen to catch last week's pre-record, I mentioned a Wet Wave magazine, a fanzine, perhaps is a better term, from London, Ontario, that was published in the 80s and 90s. And my inspiration for at least the start of the show, the first tangent, if you will, was issue number 6, which was from May of 1985. This issue had an interview with the Fleshtones, who are known as the godfathers of garage super rock. And I guess an interesting sidebar, they are the only band from the like 1976 crop of bands at CBGB's, yeah, the famous club in New York City, that have been active for every year since then. So we're going to start off with one of their songs from their 1982 album, Roman Gods. So here we go. Okay, so that was The Dreg, Fleshtone, 77, by the Fleshtones. So today is my first live show, and I don't have a seatbelt, so it could be fun. Extra fun because I'm using vinyl. So first off on the vinyl, from the co-number one album of 1984, as per Wet Wave number 6. The Hoodoo Gurus, the album is Stone Age Romeos, which I picked up at a used record store in Montreal. Oops, back over here, microphone. When I took my youngest to One Direction. And this album has written on it, Dear Andrea. You've been a great mate. I'm sure we'll meet again. Take care of yourself. All my love, Barry. XXXX. A little bit of a tangent here. I didn't even know this, but the Fleshtones went to Australia in 1991 for Dave Faulkner of the Hoodoo Gurus to produce them. Other tangential bit of trivia, my future ex-brother-in-law is the first name in the thanks to on the back. Small world and all that. Okay, so here we go. Turntable. Drumroll. Yes.
I can still recall the time
I hope none of you are suffering from the 40-pounder blues right now. That was a 1986 tune from the Purple Toads, a band from the city with all the one-way streets that I've gotten trapped in twice, known as Oshawa. They had two albums in the 80s. The other one had a... Did I write it down? Probably not. It was a Love Songs for the Heart of Seeing or something like that. I should have written it down. Anyway, and before that, we had the Hoodoo Gurus with I Want You Back. So now, I, DJ Tangent, can officially wear the title of DJ because I have jockey discs, two turntables, sliding the chair back and forth, pushing buttons, sliding faders. Whew. I'm out of control. Okay. So to bring the future, no, the past in line with the present. Yeah. A couple weeks ago, the Surfer Jets played Kingston, as we've probably heard both DJ Overeasy and I mention repeatedly, but it was a really good show. The opening act was a fellow named Bloodshot Bill, who's from Montreal. When I was talking to him, he actually had a 7-inch from the What Wave collection, which I should have bought, but I didn't. But I did buy Bloodshot Bill and Gerard Van Herk. Gerard Van Herk was a member of a two-person band from the 80s out of Montreal called Deja Voodoo. None of their music is available digitally that I've been able to find. I'm pretty sure I saw an album here in the library at CFRC, but that was a while ago, and I just didn't have a chance to go digging around for it before this show. But Gerard and the other member of the band, whose name escapes me, who passed away not that long ago, they had a music label called Og Records back in at that time, and he was one of the people who recommended that the Dave and Rena take over What Wave when they did and publish it. So, to link the past with the present, I'm going to play a song by Bloodshot Bill, who is absolutely everywhere, and Gerard Van Herk, called Shot of Blood. I'd hit the right turntable, I would have. My bad. Somebody got cocky there, right? All right, so that was, as I mentioned a couple of times, Bloodshot Bill and Jared Van Herk with Shot of Blood. All right, so staying in southwestern Ontario, a couple days ago, Thursday, I guess it was, I went to the Toucan. I know, surprise. And one of the bands that played was a fellow named Jacob Barber. They were going as Jacob, the Jacob Barber, words is hard, the Jacob Barber Band.
Wow.
And they are from Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. Where I'm also from there, but I don't really tell people that too much. Anyway, so I was trying to figure out who they sounded like what kind of words one would use to describe them while they were playing. And their little bio thing says psych pop, which, or psych rock, I guess. And so it sort of fit in with the music of the era, like the stuff I was just playing recently here. But then their final song, they did a cover of a Brian Jonestown Massacre tune, and I said, ah, that's who I can compare them to. So, I purchased a 7-inch single at the show, but somebody who shall remain nameless played both sides of it on his show yesterday, so I had to come up with a third song to play, which wasn't hard, because with the single, I also got a free download from Bandcamp, so I got the whole album, which is called We Are One With The Stars, from 2023. So the song I chose, and the reason I chose this is because the strange happenings on their Instagram said, I hope you play this song. So I said, oh, well, somebody's requesting it. It must be a good song. So the song I'm going to play is called Internal Love Transmission. Here we go. We'll be right back. That was Thunder Queens, staying in southwestern Ontario with their new release, Birds on a Wire. I saw these, what was it? Spring Reverb. Went into the Bloom. Words, man, words. Slow down. At the Broom Factory. And, you know, shows there are all ages. And I thought, oh, some of these kids are here selling merch. Cool. Then they got on stage, and my God, they just blew us away. I was there with, well, I wasn't there with him, but I met Ted Evans of the Meringues there. And we got to thinking, man, what, we wasted our youth, because at that time, which was, when was Spring Reverb, the end of April, end of May? Oh, whenever. They were 15. They wrote their first songs when they were 9. I mean, I've been wasting my life. I didn't get my first real guitar till I was 16. I mean, good God. Yeah, crazy. And before that, Jacob Barber from Sarnia, Ontario, with Internal Love Transmission. Speaking of Ted Evans and the Meringues, this next song is a new release from a band called Dumb Crush, who we saw at the Toucan in April. I didn't write down the date. They were on the same bill as the Meringues that night. And these guys, man, the energy, I don't know where they get it. They put on an absolutely fantastic show. And they had a new release this week called Witches in the Dark. They are from Toronto. A three-piece band. They wear white coveralls, and they're just, if you get a chance, see them. It was really good. Then the song after that, I'm going to play also someone I saw at, I sort of saw at Spring Reverb. It was upstairs at Musiki. I'm not sure if you've ever been there, but it's kind of a narrow place. Often there's a table running down the middle. The table wasn't there. I found it afterwards, but I couldn't see a thing. I'm not tall, but I'm not short, but everybody stood in front of me was taller than I was. So it was kind of shoegaze, so it didn't matter because I was looking at my shoes. But the band is called Casper Skulls. And the song, I'm playing this for Jesse, who's over in the other studio there. It's called Roddy Piper, about the wrestler, Rowdy Roddy Piper, yes. Oh, and that kind of ties back to the What Wave, because it had a wrestling card in it. It was just a photocopy drawing of two wrestlers whose name escapes me, but anyway, it's kind of hilarious. And oh yeah, so if you follow me on the Instagram, numbers_with_wings_CFRC, you would have seen a picture of Casper Skulls' album, which is Kit with a K, Cat with a C, and I had a picture of that, and also a picture of one of my cats, Beauregard. His name was Beau, but he's a white tuxedo, so he's wearing formal wear, so he's Beauregard. Anyway, enough of my yammering. Let's get it with Dumb Crush and Casper Skulls.
Down my chin the moment after
Okay, I'm back. DJ Tangent. You're listening to Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM and on CFRC.ca or on probably any of the radio apps. I know it works on iHeartRadio because I do that myself. It's a little past 2:41 p.m. Okay, so I'm going to talk for a bit. No, they said. The next song I'm going to play is by a band called The Dream Syndicate from their second official album called Medicine Show. And the reason I brought this one up is it's the 40th anniversary of the album, and they're touring and they're playing the whole album, which they've never really done. Their only Canadian date that I've seen is Vancouver, which is a little too far for me to go. But hopefully they might play the capital. So their previous album before this was called The Days of Wine and Roses. It was a big college hit. They got big exposure. They recorded it like in three nights, like off time in a studio. Like it was really, really quick. But they got a big audience there. They were, you know, very popular. They toured with REM, opening for them back in, 40 years ago? 84, 85, somewhere around there. So they signed with... Sorry, I had to look at the record. A&M Records, and it was a big budget. It was produced by Sandy Pearlman, who's, I think, best known for Blue Oyster Cult, you know, Needs More Cowbell, that kind of thing. It was over 6 months to record this album. Like, some of the guitar parts were 6 weeks. Steve Wynn, the singer, was... I guess in his autobiography, I haven't read it, but it was quoted that he was on the verge of a mental breakdown because it was conflicting with his own control issues. Carl Prokota, the guitar player, who is, I don't know if he's retired. He was a music professor after this. He left after this album. They had another album after this, Out of the Gray, in... 86 maybe, and then they went away and weren't really heard of. They got back together in 2012, I guess. So some people like the album, a lot don't, because it is very different from the first one. Personally, I like it. And whenever I hear it, it makes me think of summer, which was also sort of why I wanted to play it around this time of the year, especially after last week with the death from heat. Back in the summer of, I'm going to say 85, like after university got out and before I started my actual job for that summer, Buddy and I painted the outside of my parents' house, and I had a cassette player, a boombox, if you will, and on one side was this album, and on the other side was Husker Du's New Day Rising. As I think back, I can only imagine what the poor neighbors were thinking playing this stuff. But anyway, but that stain held up for years, though. Just saying. So what I'm going to play is a song called Still Holding On To You. And, oh yeah, this isn't available on digital yet. So it's vinyl, which I've owned for 40 years. But it will be released in November with a whole, 48 tracks of bonus tracks and stuff, which includes, a couple of other albums all mixed in. But anyway, enough of me talking. Here we have The Dream Syndicate with Still Holding On To You.
Thank you. still holding on to you. Then he takes it away. But I know that's true, and it's really not a lot I can do. But baby, I'm still holding on to you. I'm still holding on to you. Yeah, I'm still holding on.
Dealing man. And right now I'm giving the best deal ever on that new Plymouth Barracuda.
Hey man, the name of the Plymouth Fastback is the Barracuda.
I can't pronounce Barracuda.
Yeah, well look man, try this. Say back.
Ba.
Ra.
Ra.
Coo.
Coo.
Da.
Da.
Now put it all together.
Ba ba ra ra coo coo da da.
Well it ain't Barracuda man, but I think we got a hit record.
Time.
Okay. I'm back. Tis I, DJ Tangent. And you're listening to Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM or optionally CFRC.ca. So that last song was Summer Fun by the Barracudas. That car ad at the beginning, that was all them. I had nothing to do with that. Although, I must say, my dream car, a 1965 black Plymouth Barracuda. When I was a young child, our neighbors had one. And one of my uncles had one, too. And it's always been, I think, if I could have any car, I want one of those. It's a really cool little fastback. Sweet. So I wasn't sure how fast I'd talk, how much I'd talk, and when one uses songs not on the streaming service, getting the guessing at the times and stuff, it makes a challenge. So I had a couple options for where I'd go from here, and I think I will go with option number two, which I believe, because I've heard of traffic being, streets being blocked off because of it, there's some kind of a baseball thing going on in town. So I'm going to play a couple of baseball-y? Yeah, that's an adjective, sure. Or, good God. Baseball-y would be an adverb. What am I saying? Anyway, so the first one is In on the Upswing by Skinny Dick, who are a Canadian, I'm going to use this term and hopefully DJ Overeasy is listening, y'alternative band. And then to close out the show, probably, is a song by a band called The Baseball Project, which has Steve Wynn from The Dream Syndicate, who was two songs ago. The song was Still Holding On to You, in case I forgot to mention that. And then Peter Buck for REM and some other people who I don't know who they are, but hopefully that will fit in. So here we go with In on the Upswing. Jacket, you're just tired.
crumbling. Cincinnati is treating us just like a dog kicked to the curb. Well, this dog's got some bite left and it's gonna hurt. Down went Rose, down went Morgan, down went Dreesen, he took what right in the organ. Dance, 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 Tony Perez. Then to a tonic, bitch, that was enough for the Reds. Yeah, it really happened that way. That's what really happened the day. Oh, the day Doc went hunting heads. Now the ump didn't toss him, though he had really crossed the line. He wasn't fined or suspended. That was such a different time. Danny Murtaugh had to pull him then, but Doc's message rang loud and clear. A few pundits have opined that was the turning point in the Bucko's year. Down went Rose, down went Morgan, down went Dreesen, took a ride in the organ.